Lesson 19. I can be happy. Introduction for the teacher.
To prepare yourself spiritually to teach this lesson, please ponder the following. Our Heavenly Father wants us to be happy. The plan He created for us is often called the Great Plan of Happiness. Alma chapter 42, verse 8. Although adversity is an important part of life, we can choose to have a positive outlook, and our cheerful attitude can help others be more optimistic as well.
Learning activities.
Begin with a gathering activity. For ideas, see page 3 of the manual. Prayer. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Story. Have a child hold the picture of a mother and a child on page 82. Tell the following story. Mary and her mommy were going for a walk.
Point to Mary and mommy in the picture.
Some people they passed were frowning.
Ask the children to frown.
Mary asked mommy, "Why are the people so sad?" Mommy said, "I don't know, but maybe we can smile at them and help them be happy." As they walked along, Mary saw a woman coming toward them. Mary smiled her biggest smile.
Invite the children to smile their biggest smiles.
When the woman saw Mary's happy face, she smiled back. Mary said, "It worked." Mommy said, "When we choose to be happy, it helps others be happy too." Ask the children to smile for you. Tell them that their smiles help everyone feel happy. Invite the children to say, "Happy." Song. Sing or say the words to Smiles, Children's Songbook, page 267, and do the following actions. Invite the children to join you. If you chance to meet a frown,
pull corners of mouth down to a frown.
Do not let it stay.
Shake head from side to side.
Quickly turn it upside down and smile that frown away.
Push corners of mouth into a smile.
No one likes a frowning face.
Pull corners of mouth down to a frown.
Change it for a smile.
Push corners of mouth into a smile.
Make the world a better place by smiling all the while.
Nod head up and down. Teaching tip. Children love things that they have seen and heard before. Sing songs from this lesson or previous lessons at any time during the nursery class. This review will help them learn the songs and remember the gospel principles you have taught.
Game. Have the children stand in a circle. Tell them you are going to practice sharing smiles. Stand in front of a child and smile at him or her. Invite the child to smile. Then say, "Let's go share our smiles." Take the child by the hand, go to another child, and smile. Invite the new child to hold the first child's hand and share smiles with another child. Continue until all the children are holding hands.
Teaching tip. As with any activity, adapt this game to the size of your nursery. If you have many children, you may want to share a smile with two or three children at a time.
Conclusion. Tell the children that when we choose to be happy, we can help others feel happy too. Invite the children to say, "I can be happy." Prayer. Invite a child to give the closing prayer.
Teaching tip. To maintain the children's interest and active participation, use a variety of teaching methods. Alternate stories with singing, activity verses, games, and movement. Plan no more than 2 or 3 minutes for each activity. See Teaching No Greater Call, pages 72 and 89 through 90. Optional activities.
Preparation. For the review activity, mark page 67 in the manual so that you can turn to it easily. Bring pictures of things you are thankful for. You could use pictures in the manual or in church magazines, or you could draw your own. For the illustration activity, copy the illustration of the smiling, frowning face on page 83 for each child. Song. Sing or say the words to If You're Happy, Children's Songbook, page 266. And do the following actions. Invite the children to join you. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Clap, clap.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Clap, clap.
If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it.
Smile, point to face.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Clap, clap.
Repeat, replacing clap your hands with other actions, such as turn around, pat your knees, and so on. Activity verse. Recite the following activity verse and invite the children to join you. A smile is very catchy.
Push corners of mouth into a smile.
And so when I feel sad,
push corners of mouth into a frown.
I try to give a smile away.
Push corners of mouth into a smile.
And soon, I'm feeling glad.
Place both hands over heart.
Review. Repeat the two picture activities from Lesson 15 on pages 64 and 65. Explain that remembering all the wonderful things Heavenly Father has given us can help us feel happy.
Teaching tip. Repeat activities from previous lessons as often as you would like. Repetition is fun for the children, and it helps them learn.
Illustration. Give each child a copy of the smiling, frowning face on page 83. Invite the children to look at their pictures while you sing the Smiles song again. Help them turn their faces from a frown to a smile at appropriate times during the song.